right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, live from Studio J. And it's time for a live performance. It's 5 o'clock, well, a couple minutes after, anyway. We heard a track from Beast in the Field, and that was Hallucinations from a Silver File from their CD World Ending on Saw Her Ghost Records. Band that's no longer, I'm bummed out about that, but they gave us some great music while they were around. Anyway, let's get to what we're here for. Can you hear me, folks?
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Ah, you're welcome. My pleasure. All right, why don't we get started?
All right, sounds good. We're the Doozers. Thank you so much for having us.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live with the Doozers. So that was Paul Glantz as a robot?
Yes, correct.
All right, you want to tell us a little bit about that? I'm curious.
This is just a personal story about meeting the leader of Imagine Theaters and stuff, and just our encounter with him. He, you know, had some very unique attributes to him, and we just kind of thought of, what if he was a robot, you know? Kind of, that's basically what we were thinking.
That's the impression you got from him, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Don't want to elaborate on that, though.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, just a personal story on meeting him and stuff. But yeah.
That's probably the safest way to do it, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I hear you.
A lot of these titles were on the spot. There wasn't much thought put into the titles.
We love Paul Glantz, even though he's a robot.
Okay. So you meant that in a nice way then.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All these titles are meant to be nice.
Oh, come on. Well, you're still young. You'll get angrier as you get older.
Oh, yeah. We'll get angsty. So.
Angst.
All right. So why don't we do another one? It's untitled?
Yes, we got an untitled one for you.
No.
This is our newest one.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you. Live from Studio J with the Doozers. All right. If you don't mind, if you can go around the room, just introduce yourselves individually, like who you are, what you play, etc.
I'm Sean. Normally, I play guitar and sing in this band.
I'm Charlie Belleville. I play guitar.
I'm Melanie Kelly, and I play bass.
I'm Kyle Garland, and I play drums.
All right. How long have you folks been together playing?
I think it's three years.
Three years. Oh, wow.
I know. We kind of formed under the ashes of another band that was formed in middle school, and then over time we just kind of, like, just evolved and grown and as, like, a band and as, like, a family, so...
Okay. Now, the original band, did it contain most of you or all of you, or...?
It contained two of us. Okay. Me and Charlie right here. We're in a band called Antidote. It was, like, strictly 90s rock music and...
Alice in Chains cover band.
Yeah, okay. Alice in Chains kind of stuff. But ended up not working out, and then we kind of just formed our own thing.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that. That's cool. You guys are sounding good today.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All right, so I think we were discussing, in here, actually. There was four songs that are available so far. Is that correct?
Yes, we have four songs in this EP that we're selling on, through CDs, but we also have it on Spotify and SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. And iTunes.
And iTunes as well. Okay. So,
and if I remember correctly, you have a Facebook site, correct?
We do. We are. If you look up Doozers Band Detroit,
mm-hmm.
We're from a suburb of Detroit, so I guess it counts. But if you look up that, you'll find us.
Now think about it. All the bands that are connected to Detroit, how many of them actually can say they grew up in Detroit?
Very little.
Think about it.
That's a really good point.
Think about it. Like,
yeah.
Madonna, yeah. I think she. Iggy grew up in Detroit, but he was originally, what, Ann Arbor or something like that? His father taught at U of M.
Oh.
My girlfriend actually was one of his students, the father, that is. So check this out. She's sitting in class one time, and. The father, he's a spitting image of Iggy, but he looks like a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And he's talking about he has to cut class early because he has to pick up his son at the airport with some guy named David.
Huh.
Do you know who David is?
David.
Would
Bowie?
It be Dave Grohl?
David Bowie?
David Bowie.
Wow.
That is so cool.
And of course, her and her friends picked up on that. It's like, oh my God.
That's crazy. Oh man. The connection to musicians is astonishing.
It's amazing. But yeah, I mean, Seeger, he was Ann Arbor. I'm sorry, Kid Rock, he wasn't from Detroit originally. Yeah. Eminem was raised in Warren, you know.
Huh.
The only one that can truly say really born and raised would be Nugent, actually.
Hey.
Of all people.
Hey, Nugent.
What about Jack White?
Jack White,
He's
a suburbanite too, yeah. So
suburbanites unite.
But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. No matter who you are, you always tell people you're from, and you give them the city that everybody's going to recognize. Because if you tell them the suburb, they're going to look at you like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, where's that? You know.
Exactly.
But you say Detroit, and the whole world knows what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's why we chose it. You know, it's. I guess it's a good strategy, I think, even though it's a little bit false, but...
Yeah.
It's not entirely
false. Hey, as long as you got the Detroit spirit, especially when you play your music, that's all that matters.
Hey, true that.
Heck yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Alrighty.
All right, this one's called D Major Teenager. We'll be right back.
on the red cups. I'm gonna try to get a board from most judge. Got a filter of the books and dudes. Nothing to do the bomb to. Feel like I should have no you. But you, without the contact, can you get around? Begging for the lady, could you do me? I'm annoying.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live with the Doozers. All right. D Major Teenager. That's another interesting name. Want to explain that one?
Yes. We are all about the unique names, I guess. Like, I guess at least for us, for scrolling down looking for music, I usually pick like the most interesting title if I like a band. But as far as this one, this is something, like, D major, you know, we're all musicians. It's something we all, like, it's kind of the go-to chord for, like, a opening band kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for D major teenager, it's kind of just, I guess it's sort of about me a little bit as far as being in a world where friends of mine are partying and stuff while I'm just in my basement, like, strumming on my guitar and just kind of, you know, analyzing it on like what I'm doing compared to what other people are doing, and just kind of how kids are today compared to like when, you know, when you were a kid, like times were very different. So
Yeah, I think a lot of my friends were doing the same thing. I was doing the same thing, actually playing my guitar and stuff, you know, but unfortunately a lot of the young people, all they're doing is texting and, you know, playing video games, and which is okay, I guess, but at least when you're playing a guitar or an instrument, you're accomplishing something.
Yeah, it's good to accomplish stuff. Yeah.
There's a hopefully finished product at the end, you know, hopefully.
Right, for sure. But, yeah.
But to sit there and brag how you won a game on Zynga or something, yeah, big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I do miss, like, I would love, like, an arcade or something, though, like, instead of, like, access to video games in my own basement or something like that. I mean, at least you guys were going out to play games like back then, you know.
Yeah, the video games. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know, that was one of the things that we looked forward to. You actually drove to the place, you hung out. It was almost like going to the drive-in restaurant. You know, you'd have as many people hanging outside in the parking lot as you would inside, and you just get to meet different people, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well. We need to get back to the music. Let's do it.
All right.
All right. This one's called New One.
Live in Studio J with the Doozers. So, do you folks have any shows coming up at all, or?
Yeah, we have a couple coming up. Right after a lot of spring breaks, we have March 15th, we'll be in Ann Arbor at the Blind Pig. And then on March 16th, we'll be back in the Detroit area at the Rockery. And then there's a big benefit show to look forward to on April 14th. At the Pike Room with a bunch of amazing bands.
Okay, the final one at the Pike Room, that one's going to be something that starts fairly early in the day, I take it, or?
Yeah, I think it's an all-day thing.
Okay. And for our listeners, in case they're interested in checking you out, if that's where they go, approximately when do you think you'd be playing, ballpark? Like the middle, the early, the late?
Hopefully in the evening. They haven't told us anything yet.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask, because a lot of times, you know, it's beneficial if they know when to check you out.
Yeah.
Actually, let's see. Gentleman behind me says 4:30?
Oh.
8:30. Sorry, I can't. I need new glasses. I always need new glasses. So 8:30, that's a good time slot for a show of that type. People aren't tired yet and ready to go home, but they're definitely pumped up by then. So that'll work. You can say it over the radio. What is the charity for?
There's actually multiple charities, I'm pretty sure. I know that it's like a vote with your wallet event. So like you put your money towards like whatever you want there. There's like
so
a
they
lot
give
of options.
You choices and then you pick which one you wanted to go to. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll discuss it in a little bit when we find out more information. I got some help back here. So why don't we do another one?
All right. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Trying to get all my memes out onto the web. Still, I'm trying to get famous from where I live. It's hard to pretend. It's hard to pretend.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, live in the studio, we have the Doozers. We're trying to figure out these dates. I guess You were saying the 15th is the Blind Pig, correct?
Yes.
That's a March?
Yeah.
And then on the 16th, we have you playing with the reissues at the Rockery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's this big one at the Pike Room. And I'm still trying to get a little more information for that. And then you were saying, I guess, all right, I guess the charities are the Girls Rock Camp, Ruth Ellis Center, 6 Feet Over, Suckett Suicide, and Hope Incorporated. So they all go to one of these benefits. If, you know, again, you can pick which one you want. That's an all-day event, and you're going to be playing at 8:30. And I've been told that you're playing the Token Lounge as well. That's coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's hard to keep 24? Track of everything.
All right, do you remember anything about that? That's going to be what on the...
It's in March. It's March 24th.
March 24th, okay. Who are you playing with?
Are we playing with Cyrus?
Are we?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cyrus, I'm not sure what their in Facebook or all that stuff is, but...
They sound like Greta Van Fleet and like the Doors. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get a little more information as we go along. Yes. We'll straighten this out before we get out of here, I promise. Okay, let's do another one then.
Alrighty.
Close now, it's the home that all
you decided to get a little different for me there, huh? Okay. All right, I think that one so far has the most unusual title of everything you've done so far. Slightly Less Indie One, huh? Briefly explain that one to me.
Well, I guess as you already said, like, this one was kind of like a new one to us as far as experimenting sounds and stuff, because we came in kind of like being like, let's be an indie band, but then we came up with this and was like, this is not indie really. So we're like, it's not indie, so maybe we should inform our listeners before they listen to this, like, it's slightly less indie than what they're expecting. So
okay. when you explain it that way, I guess it is pretty pretty simple. Okay. Even I can wrap my brain around that, you know. All right. I think we almost got it covered as far as the show is coming up, but we'll talk about that in a second. Do you guys have any influences? Anything you want to talk about? Like, what got you started playing and wanting to do this?
We all have our different influences that kind of just make us a melting pot. For me, like, I mean, I've always loved, like, Arcade Fire, but then also just, like, the 80s stuff, like New Order and stuff, and I mean, obviously the Beatles, like the big ones that anyone would say, like Queen and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think in your guitar work, though, I think I, now that you mentioned that, I can hear some New Order type stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm all about the just kind of 80s guitar. I love The Cure and that kind of stuff.
Ah, they are awesome.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A couple of the newer bands that I definitely hear in our sound are Catfish and the Bottlemen and Hippocampus. They're really popular amongst the teens.
Okay, that's cool.
Influences for me. This is kind of way out of the other spectrum that the other guys listen to, but yeah. So when I started in the band, I was huge into Metallica and Avenged Sevenfold and all those sort of bands, and everyone was kind of looking at me like, why are you always trying to play metal music? But it wasn't really fitting with the sound, but I managed to morph some sort of drum style into something that would sound decent with the rest of the instruments and the sound we were going for, which we weren't really sure of.
Mm. Slowly but surely, we've worked it out. Huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Wake up, Charlie.
Who's Charlie?
Probably like the Black Keys, the Districts, Hippocampus, say bands like that. Bands like that.
Yeah.
He just told me to talk more into the mic.
Yeah. Don't be shy. You can step right up and do it. Okay. Hippocampus has come up more than once. I'm going to have to check them out.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Cool. I can remember that too because I'm a psych major.
No way. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Okay. All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This one's been an appeal off of our first EP we did.
Drop this movie.
And I see you don't give a big tips. Now you go up and take it wrong. I don't wanna stand around and wait for you to lose your morals. I don't wanna stand around and wait for you to lose your morals. Big talks, and what it's worth, haven't really said much. That's not good, but it's easier if you take a listen.
but my tongue is tied into endless knots. I don't wanna stand around and wait for you to do tomorrow. I don't wanna stand around and wait for you to lose tomorrow.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Doozers. All right, we're winding down here. We got probably enough time to do three more songs, which is what we have.
Sweet,
to
sweet, talk. Perfect.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
We're definitely having fun right now. Thank you for this. This is
yeah,
awesome.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You're welcome. Again, my pleasure. I enjoy doing this. And I wish you folks continued success, and I hope you come back when you get that full length or done.
Oh, that'd be awesome
you.
If we could
we
do that.
We'd love to.
Okay. All right, let's do another one.
All right, sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Doozers.
Thank you for having us.
All right. I think we got everything straightened out. As you said earlier, you're going to be playing at the Blind Pig on March 15th.
Yes.
March 16th is the Rockery. I believe that's in Wyandotte, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
And that's with a band called The Reissues?
Yes.
Correct?
Heck yeah.
All right. I think we're on a roll here, folks.
All right. Awesome.
March 24th, the actual name of the band is Cycrus.
Cycrus.
And the reason why I know this is they played here about a month or so ago.
No way.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
They are so awesome.
Uh-huh. So another alumni. So.
There's some good people in that band. They're awesome.
Yep. Yes. They did a great show like you guys have done. And that's
Thank
you. You're welcome. That's going to be at the Token in Westland.
Yes.
And then finally is the one at the Pike Room. That's April 14th. And that's part of the Crowfoot. That's in Pontiac. That's an all-day festival, and it benefits Girls Rock Camp, Ruth Ellis Center, 6 Feet Over, Suck It Suicide, and Hope Incorporated. Yeah, I know somebody that's part of that 6 Feet Over one. That's a really great charity there.
Yep. People helping people.
Yeah. Reaching out to people that sometimes they try to tell you and you just don't listen, you know, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. Well, enough of that down stuff. Anyway, you're going to be playing approximately 8:30 at that one, so that's coming up April 14th.
Cool.
All right.
All
right. We should be just about right approximately. We got two more to do. And again, you're throwing me off here. A name like Cytoplasm.
Cytoplasm, it's... part of the cell, like when we learned about, you know, like cells. And stuff.
Yeah. I don't know how it relates to the song, but
I don't even know what it is.
But, Charlie didn't pass science.
I mean, really, it's just kind of, it sounds cool, and we're just like,
yes,
we're, yeah, just kind of going with that.
Okay.
Some of these titles are way out there if you haven't figured that out by
We'll just leave Better Off Alone, I guess.
Agreed.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. live from Studio J with the Doozers. Well, it's been fun. We got time for one more. Thanks again for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been a very stellar experience.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. All right. So, in case you had that fix that you needed to be filled, you're going to give us a really indie one.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Not
exactly.
To be confused with the slightly less indie one.
All right, and then once more, real quick, how can we find your music and your Facebook site?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Doozers Band Detroit.
That's the Facebook, and then Instagram and Twitter is the Doozers Band.
Yeah. At the Doozers Band, and then we are also on SoundCloud, where you can just look up the Doozers. We will be the first one, and we also have a Spotify. And
I think we're under the Doors.
No, we're under the Doozers.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, like, not the name, but like when you look up the Doozers, I think we're under the Doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also on Apple Music.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All righty.
The same. Don't.